Slight increase in retail food prices to start 2013. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, we've been watching food prices for a while now, and the latest shows that shoppers paid about 2% more for food at the grocery store at the beginning of 2013 compared to the fourth quarter of 2012. According to American Farm Bureau Federation's semi-annual market basket survey, at the beginning of 2013, the total cost of 16 food items that can be used to prepare one or more meals was $51.54. $1 more than the prior quarter. Of the 16 items surveyed, 11 increased in average price while 5 decreased. Meat prices rose in price a bit more than most other items in the first quarter, with deli ham prices up 50 cents per pound, chicken breasts costing 22 cents more per pound, and ground chuck prices up 19 cents. The price for sirloin, tip roast, and bacon were up 11 cents per pound and 7 cents per pound, respectively. Retail prices also increased for flour, shredded cheddar cheese, bagged salad, russet potatoes, vegetable oil, and apples, with only whole milk, white bread, orange juice, toasted oat cereal, and eggs decreasing in price. But overall, Farm Bureau Deputy Chief Economist John Anderson says food prices have remained remarkably stable over the past two or three quarters, particularly given the run-up in energy prices over this most recent quarter. However, looking ahead, Anderson says food prices are expected to rise 3-4% during 2013, a number that is slightly higher than the average rate of inflation over the past 10 years. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.